Thank you for holding. This is John speaking.
Oh, yes. This is Colin.
Oh, hey, Colin. How's it going?
Yes, all right.
All right. Yep. So, Colin, you got a lot of time here. You know, look over everything. We have options here. What are we doing? Talk to me.
Okay, so let's start with the order package at 240.
The 249 package? Okay. And then, sounds like a plan. Now, Colin, I'm not accepting payment at this exact moment, but the name that's on the card, I have to put this as a name on the account. How do you spell the first name?
The first name is, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Okay. And last name?
It's Ama, A-M-A-S.
Okay. And then, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, though, ending with the 3092?
Correct.
Okay. And do you want your customers to reach out to the same phone number? I just want to confirm on that.
This is actually the number that I use for business, but it's a cell number, though. So I was
okay.
About to ask you that. What advice can you give? Is it or you want to propose another... that instead of using a cell phone, I could use but actual business number or something of that. I don't know. Or what
Got
advice
it.
Can you give on that?
So tomorrow when we have our techs talk to you, they could bring up another option for you as a Google number or something. But it's also just free on Google to use a separate number for the same phone. That way when calls come through for business, you'll know it's for business, and calls that come through for personal, you'll know the difference on there. But I can have our
That's
team
right.
talk to you a little bit more information on that tomorrow if you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
All right.
All right. Perfect. And then now the next part is for the whole Google part, okay? So for the business name for this, what are we using? Are we using Homestar Appliance Repair Service? Or what are we doing on that? That's the part I want to know.
For the Google name?
Mm-hmm. Would it be Homestar Appliance Repair Service?
Yes, but what I actually have on Google right now is Homestar Appliances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's Homestar Appliances. So so I don't know, because we are using, you say, are we doing a new Google listing, or we are just maintaining the one that I have right now?
So if we use, I would suggest using the same one, because if you use a different one, we would have to have a different phone number and a different address. So
okay.
If we use the same one right now, you know, I would use Homestar Appliance and Repair Service. That's my suggestion for that, for the business name on there. So that way the customer knows that they can buy appliances. And it's also for, you know, repair services as well, too.
Yeah, that is Homestar Appliance and Repair Service, right?
Correct. Yeah, did you want me to use the AND symbol, or did you want me to spell out AND, Repair Service?
No, you can just use the AND symbol.
Okay. All right. And then the address still confirmed, the same one, right? The 11030 Kings Point?
Yes, it's the same
okay.
one.
All right, perfect. And do you have, or actually I'll talk about that part later. So let's go ahead and schedule tomorrow's technician call so that way we don't lose that spot. Tomorrow, what time do you have for like an hour window to speak with them?
Anytime like in the afternoon, let's say like, let me see what time is. What's the earliest I can speak with them? What's the earliest?
The earliest I have, let me see here, will be 9 a.m., 9 to 10.
9 to 10 tomorrow. Anyway, I think let's just say by 2, because I have some appointments tomorrow, so I have to see what works best. So, yeah, I mean... let me just on the time. Let me just think about it. I can just send you a text, or I can, yeah.
Well, anyway, I can set it up for a specific time as a tentative appointment. That way, you know, if you do need to reschedule or anything, just let them know. They'll be happy to accommodate, you know, and reschedule a later time or finish it later if it's taking too long. But as long as you let our team know, they'll be okay with that, okay? What I can do is just set it up for 9 to 10 for now. And then, you know, that way they can give you a response saying, hey, we're committed to this meeting. And then if you need to reschedule, just let them know, okay?
Okay. Let me see. Let's do 12.
12 o'clock? Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right. I have it perfect. For 12 o'clock, it is. All right. I'm going to send you an email right now as a Google invite. Let me know once you got it. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they will hit yes on their side to show you they're committed, okay? And I'm going to put a reminder for them as well.
Okay.
All right. Let me put a reminder right now.
You sent it already?
I did, yes, sir. Same email.
Okay. Invite. So, let me see. Lopez, where... So you want me to click on?
It should be a spot where it says yes or no, or maybe. Just hit yes. That's all you need to do on that part.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm putting notes here right now for the phone number.
Okay. So you are assuring me that I'm going to see a whole big difference from once you guys start this in a very short time and start receiving a lot of calls, right?
Right, yeah. Expect everything working as a whole within the first 30 to 45 days, and then from there it starts picking up more and more. If it gets too overwhelming with too many calls, just please give us a call. Let us know, hey, there's specific services that I would like to highlight only, so that way you know it's most profitable jobs from that point. So let's get that phone ringing. Let's get those quality calls coming through first to make sure you get to that point, though, okay?
Okay, yeah. With that, I think I have, because right now we have technicians for some specific, like, appliances. So, but anyway, I will let you know so that they can state, those ones can be stated down. Then when I have technicians for the other appliances, then we can add it.
Beautiful. All right, sounds like a plan. And now the next part here, this part is for Google. I just want to make sure, as far as your hours of operations, I know I have everything on Google, but I'd rather ask you from the horse's mouth here. Collins, what time frame and what days would you like to show to the customers that you're open?
We open Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then what time frame?
That is 9 to 7.
9 to 7 p.m. it is, okay. And again, anytime you make changes for this, you can do it yourself, but let our team do it, okay? They can do that for you. Far as the service area, now I know we went over about 50 miles every direction. You want to keep it that way, right?
Yes, 50 miles every direction from the address.
Okay, perfect. And then you own your own domain for the website, correct?
Correct.
Okay, do you know that name of that domain?
The domain is homestarappliances.com.
Appliances.com. Okay, perfect. I mean, I'm putting the notes in here that tomorrow you'll be making that payment for the $299 for the website, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right, just making sure. And I'm putting to make sure they keep that promotion for you, okay, so that way you're not paying a full price. All right. Now, for your customers, how do you accept payments from them? Do you do accept cash only? Do you do check, PayPal, Zelle, or anything like that?
Right now, I'm still working on having a, like, I was doing a card payment and stuff like that. But right now, I'm still working on getting a better deal, a better one that I'm comfortable with. So right now, I was mostly Zelle, Cash App, and Cash. But I think billing that, I think we're gonna put that because it's not gonna be long. I will start doing cash too.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'll just put it for now. Again, if you need to modify it, just that's gonna be you talking to the customers how you want that payment structure to be anyway. So that's all right. Now, the business itself is licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And then let's go over the keywords. Just, you don't have to use all of them right now because they will bring up other avenues for you to be more easily found. But what's some specific ones that you always want to be found for? Obviously, like appliance repair. But what else can I put in here that could be more specific if you want?
Appliance repair. I know that one. Yeah, appliance repair. And like for example, right now we really have technicians for refrigerators. Right now, that one is the first.
Refrigerators.
So we have technicians for refrigerators repair and stuff like that. Yeah. So then washer dryer. But the first is refrigerators. Then we have washer dryer. Then like stoves and. But for stoves, we don't have technicians yet. But as everything will start picking up, I'm working out on how I can have technicians that can start doing all the appliances.
Okay, perfect. I'll put in parentheses. You may want to add more just in case if I forgot some or you forget some. You want to add it in. You're more than welcome to as part of the inclusion of the package. Okay.
Yes. So now we have refrigerators, we have washer dryers, we have, but anyway, since it's, but for the repairs, yeah, refrigerators, washer dryers, and also, freezers.
Okay.
Yes, for the repairs, but generally, for the sales, it's just general. We do stoves, everything, general, for sales. Yeah.
Oh, for the sales part. Okay, to sell it. Okay.
Since we are doing the same, we are doing the same platform, right? We are doing sales and we are doing a repair. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All appliances. Okay. Boom. All right. Perfect. And then you already have this. Let me put this in here. Okay.
Then we
all
also
right.
do financing. So I'm gonna send the side we do as financing with Acima. We do a financing with a Snap that is gonna be on the website, on the profile, all the various platforms.
All right, let me put that in there actually. That might be in a huge favor for you there. Boom. Let me put for payment structure. Where is that at? There we go. Beautiful. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this to our team right now. That way, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They know exactly what type of company you have and how to help you. Okay. And they will go over website and everything with you, Facebook ads, all that as well too. So I'm going to send that to them right now. And the next part that we're going to do here, Collins, is we're going to do the voice verification. Where everything is recorded, this is to help protect you on your pricing forever there, okay? So I want to make sure that we do that, that we have another form of protection to say, hey, listen, I'm locked in at this price month to month, okay? So I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you. Please just ask any questions or concerns that you might have. Stop me in my tracks and ask, okay? Because that's what I'm here for. But any questions I ask, try to answer as clearly as possible. All right? You ready?
Yes. So, when it comes to the website, so the technicians will be managing the website, like, doing all
Correct.
The, like, they'll be
yes,
managing
sir.
The website. Yeah.
And
the Google and every all the various platforms.
The Google, Facebook. All of that. Yes, sir. Now, for Facebook, they work the ads for your Facebook. And that's good because that's for your new customers that are finding you. They don't keep it up to date necessarily for your pictures adding in there, But if you want to add a picture for your ad, we got you for the ads and things like that. So just remember, if a customer reaches out to you through Facebook, the ball's in your court, okay?
Can you repeat that again, sorry?
Yeah. So meaning if a customer reaches out to you, that's the number one thing we don't take care of, like we don't do. So if they reach out to you through Facebook or your website, just make sure you're ready to capture them as customers and call them back or respond to them, because that we don't talk to them. Okay?
Okay.
All right, just making sure. All right, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and hit record here. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Then the Facebook that you're going to use, I'm going to provide you the Facebook, the one that you're going to use the business, make the business page on it.
Correct. Yes, sir. It'll be a Facebook business page. Mm-hmm. That way it's separate from your personal, and you can keep that separated. You know what I mean? I think that's a good thing for you or anybody. Okay. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Homestar Appliance Repair Service.
All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
Collins Ammer.
Perfect. And, of course, you're the owner, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Sorry?
You're authorized to enter onto this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Perfect. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Sorry?
You're authorized as a user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now I'm going to hit pause on that part, Colin. After this recording part here, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, we will only ask your security question. We will never give out your answer, though. That way you know it's us calling, and we know it's you that we are talking to, okay? I just want to make sure you're protected on that, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in a non-refundable amount of only $249 on February 21st. Now, tomorrow will be for the website as a one-time payment of only $299 for your My Site, okay, as a one-time payment. Now, when your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 21st of every month in the same amount of only $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. One more question.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes. So, okay, I want to be clear with this. So now the website, I know you guys will be managing it, right? But the website,
correct.
Because all we need is business, right? As long as you guys are doing your good job, your good work, I mean, I don't have any need to quit from you guys, you know? But
right.
just say for in case, in the future, I wanted to quit. So normally the website is still going to be is my website, right?
That domain name is still yours. That's not ours, okay? So we're just managing it, and we're developing the content on there. If you wanted to continue that part, let's say you wanted to decide to leave for, you know, part ways in the future, knock on wood, but if you just decide to do that, the domain is still yours, no charges or anything like that. If you want to keep it active, it's only like $49 a month. So that way our team can keep it up to date for you and things like that if you wanted to do that. Okay?
That if I want to keep it active, it's going to be, I'm going to be paying for it monthly?
It'll be $49 month to month on that, for just, if you're doing just a website afterwards leaving our, if you were to leave. So, but being with us, you're not paying a dime. It's completely included for you.
So, which means that, actually, I don't have a full control over the website. That's what you mean?
No, you do. You do. That's yours, right? For your domain name, just like how you have right now, that's yours.
Yeah. What I mean is, if in the future, let's say, okay, I'm leaving, right? I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. So I say, okay, I want to be controlling the website by myself, right?
Oh, okay.
There's not going to be any month-to-month that I have to be paying somewhere. Maybe I want to be managing the website by myself.
Right.
So,
yeah. If you wanted to use somebody else at that point, you're more than welcome to. I mean, however you work your things out with anybody else from that point. But again, I think you're going to do really well with this, Colin, so we won't have to get to that point, okay?
I'm just saying it. I mean, like, but I mean, as long as every, because the truth is the last web, the company that I used before, they were doing good because just in a short while I started receiving calls. You know, it's just that for some reason I had some stuff that I was trying to, I was handling, and I was even thinking of going back to them. I wanted to call them, then it happens that you guys just, you call, you know?
So, timing's everything, huh?
Because actually I love the service that they actually did, because, I mean, like, they did a lot of stuff that in a very short time I started seeing great results, you know?
Yeah.
So I was planning that I was going to get back to them, that we should continue. But since you guys called, I said, okay, let me try you guys and see. So as long as everything is moving well, I mean, I'm seeing a great improvement in my sales, business, in repairs, customer calling, calls coming in. And, you know, I don't have any, I mean, why am I going to quit?
Right. Yeah. So, and again, you know, we're going to make sure we're taking care of you. So very first thing, though, is, I want to make sure you're not falling for any traps out there either. We're going to set up the security question here, okay? You have three choices. Now, you can make up any answer you want. Just don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? So we have a choice. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, city.
Okay. And, again, this will never change, and we will never give us this answer out. So what would that answer be?
Bamenda.
All right, spell it out for me, please.
Can you just ask? Let me see. Maybe I can choose a different. You said what are the various options?
Oh, yeah. You got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. So So it's gonna be Bamenda.
Okay. And how do you spell that?
That is BAMENDA.
Okay, perfect. Now, again, we will never give that answer out, okay? So just remember that. That's a big red flag if not. If you feel like there's someone you're talking to, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, if they don't know that security question, you're more than welcome to hang up and call back that 877 number. They will ask that security question, okay?
Okay.
We're on the last part here. So, Collins, on the card that we're using today, is it to the same billing address, the 11030 Kings Point?
No.
Okay. And what would the address be then for the billing?
3130.
Mm-hmm.
Red Table Lane.
Red, what was that?
Red, that is R-E-D.
Uh-huh.
Then Table, P-E-B-B. L-E,
uh-huh.
Lane.
Oh, okay.
Lamar, Texas.
Lamar, Texas? All right.
Yes, correct.
And what was the zip code for that, though?
77568.
I was going to say, I don't think that's correct. All right. And then what kind of payment method are we using? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Master.
Okay. Now, Collins, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay.
All right.
5-3.
Okay.
4-8.
Okay.
7-5.
Okay.
0-0. Okay. 1-3. Oh, sorry. 1-1-2.
Oh, okay.
4-7.
All right.
9-3. 5-8.
All right. And the expiration date?
Is 0-1-2-8.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
318.
All right. Now, before I process any payment, Collins, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. We got you at a really nice promotional rate. I want to refresh it like 3 times so that way our systems always stay the same for that, okay? Hang tight here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment only for $249, okay? Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure you see your invoice, okay?
Okay.
All right. I just want to make sure.
All right.
You're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. That way I can show you the breakdown of everything we discussed in there, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just went through on my side.
Yeah, I just received a text.
Perfect. And then in that text message, there's a spot where the link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. That's the link you want to click to see everything that we put in writing there for you. Let me know when you're there.
Let's see, click here. I see confirm. Okay, so let me see, click here. I think. Click here. I see click here and type your name as
okay.
Above.
Yep. Everything's in there. Once you're read through it, you're going to click 2 checkboxes. They're very small. You're going to click those before you type in your first and last name. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I just did.
Okay. And where does it take you next?
Let's see. So is I just click that I check the box, the two boxes.
Okay.
Then I put my first name and last name. Then what I'm seeing is a yellow, orange box that shows it's a confirm sign.
Yep. Go ahead and click that for me as well.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah, let me just ask.
Take your time. Yeah, I'm here with you, as promised, man. So if you want to read through it, I'm here with you. If you have questions, I'm here for you. And then let me know where
okay.
to take you after that, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I see it's divided. I see local bundle, I see $149, then I see Facebook ads, $100.
Yes, sir. Like I said, we as promised, we're going to put 100 of those the $249 that you're paying monthly, we put 100 of those dollars through your Facebook ads. That way it's not going to nothing, right? I want to make sure you get more bang for your buck there.
Okay. All right. So let me click confirm. Okay. Let's see. I think it needs a signature. What is a signature? Does not match. Please type your name exactly as it is appeared. I think.
Did I spell your name
I
wrong?
because the name, yes. Because I'm seeing Collins Ama, but
uh-huh.
it's Collins Ama, which is A-M-A-H.
Oh, got it. Okay, let me just make that adjustment right now. I do apologize about that.
No problem.
Okay. Update. Boom. Okay. If you refresh it, it should show correctly now.
Okay, let me refresh.
Okay.
So you just send the email again, or what?
No, just exit out and come back in. It should be the same exact thing there for you.
Okay. So I just responded. I respond yes, as I did before. But it hasn't taken me, it's not taken me to the page where I have to sign and do the stuff.
You exited out and you clicked it again, right? From the text message one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Where does it take you?
Got it. Let me see where it's taking me. It's taking me to the page here. What? I can send you a screenshot of where it's taking me.
Is it taking you like a login, or is it taking you like a...
But it's not even taking me to a login, it's taking me to, let me see.
Okay.
Because I clicked yes for, this information. Let me see, is it gonna take me then? Can I send a screenshot of where it's taking me?
I won't be able to see the screenshot. I can see a text, but okay. I won't be able to see a picture. Yeah. Let's see.
Okay. Here. Let me see. Or you wanna resend it again?
I got a better idea. How about this? Go to your email. Can you access your email right now?
Okay.
All right. And the only one you're gonna. I know you probably got a bunch of emails. Please disregard the one that says that you need to be verified. You're already verified. You do not need to do that. Okay. Just want to make sure you get a heads up on that. And
okay.
The one that we need to open is the Local Splash initial invoice. That's the one that we need to open.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Let me see. Local Splash. But support. Okay. Because the emails that I'm having, the Local Splash support. Local Splash support, yeah, and then this one, Local Splash, welcome to the, let's see. So you say the one that I have to click on is which one?
Local Splash initial invoice.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Why am I not seeing it though? Let me see.
If not, I'm gonna send you a new text and see if it can log in that way, okay? But if you don't have that initial invoice email, should be there. It should be only three emails you got, right?
Because I have, let me see how many emails I have from you right now. I got One
will say local splash, welcome to local splash. The other one will say actions needed. That one, disregard. And then the other one will say local splash initial invoice under the subject line.
Okay, I see the local splash action needed.
Yep, that one, disregard that one. Don't worry about that one.
Okay. Okay, disregard that one. So, local initial invoice. Okay,
there you go.
So,
that
and then I see the local splash. Okay, if I click on
yep.
that one.
Yes, sir. And there should be a link in there where it says, click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then in there, that should be the same thing. It has the, at the very bottom, it will have the name change for you, the little last name there. So you're just going to click those two boxes, okay. And then, yeah.
Right. Okay, so it takes me where it's your username and password.
Perfect. We're all done. There you go. So tomorrow, it's very important because not only they're going to give you that login and password, okay? So that way they can show you how to keep track. That's your dashboard, your tracking system. If I give that to you right now, there's
okay.
nothing in there because we didn't start on it, right? But they will go ahead and give that to you tomorrow to show you how to keep track of your calls, keywords, even your website, okay? And I'll try to give you a call. Before that, though, because I want to make sure we accept payment for the website so that way they can start on that and go over that with you tomorrow as well, okay? So right before your technician call tomorrow, I'll give you a call and see if we can get that taken care of. That way they can go ahead and get everything ready for you. All right?
Okay.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Well, hey,
yeah.
I'm going to say this again. You know, I told you I was going to say this before, but welcome to the family. All right. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. I'm very excited for you.
I've done a lock to me before, so I was planning to mention that even before. Yeah, so I was looking forward to make a page just for car lockouts, you know, like a locksmith just for car lockouts, stuff like that.
Oh, for a separate business?
Yeah, something of that. But anyway, let's just go with
okay.
this one.
Okay, let's do with this first. I was going to say.
See how it goes, yeah.
All right, we'll take it one step at a time, Colin. Don't worry. We'll take care of this first. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and, you know, we'll get the website and everything up and running. And then once that is, then we could talk further about the other business and see if we can get that one going as well. But let's take it step by step first, and then we'll take it from there.
All right. Okay.
All right, Colin. Well, again, congratulations. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Please let me know if you need to reschedule that, though, okay?
All right. Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye. Okay.